Praise the Lord. You know, there are different types of fasting. There's a fasting that happens because you just feel like, it's been longer, I stayed away from food. And so when you try to fast that fast, boiled water will smell like egg. Smoke from a cow will smell like fried plantain. So that type of fast, you know, you are forcing yourself to fast. There's another fast that comes because of it. You have a spiritual burden. In that fast, you don't know when you stayed away from food. I don't know if you're following me. The burden is too strong. You cannot. Are you with me? You know, you can just be lost in something. Something is so heavy on your spirit. And praise the Lord. And you are trying to soak into God. And gradually you discover that time has gone. And you spent time praying. You've spent time. You know, I was talking to some of our brethren yesterday. I said, one of the reasons why prayer is hard for many people is because of perspective. The way they look at prayer, the way they look at some things, that's why it looks hard. Prayer is not hard. What's prayer? A basic definition of prayer, the layman will give you, is prayer is communication with God, right? So, when you have the right perspective of prayer, it will not be hard. So, for instance, when you're watching a movie, most people don't get tired of watching a movie. They're like, is it how it ended? They don't know when 2 hours came and left. Are you getting me? There are very few people who watch a movie except they don't like the movie. Or the movie is not interesting. Maybe the producer is not doing a good job. But most times when people watch a movie, they don't say, man, watching a movie is so hard. Why do I struggle with watching a movie? Do you see people talk about that like they struggle? They just watch. Are you with me? And after 2 hours,